My name is Brenda, Linda. I'm anonymous in this interview because Mrs. Mountable has said that she wants me to talk completely freely about the fact that I have sex with my married boss. And that is why, the reason, I mean, is because I feel I, well, A, my boyfriend loves me. And he's stuck in a loveless marriage that he wants to get out of, but he's such a nice person that he can't. So what he does is I work in his office, and we have a love, he says, that cannot see through to the end of time. In truth, I think this is what he said. I can't quite remember. We were having sex at the time, and it was quite a lot he was saying. Basically, what it is, he does not love his wife no longer, and he does love me, but he cannot be with me because he's such a nice man. That's what I was saying. I was getting a bit confused because I was trying to get my bra off at the same time. Anyway, then not now. I don't want people to think that. But what it is, right, is I am sending a message out to all married women so that they understand that if they catch their husband or find out about it, they mustn't get really upset. Yes, they are physically revolting, and their husbands are so broken by their horrible manner that they have to go and seek comfort elsewhere. But what you also must understand about that is that I like women, I like other women, and I'm doing this as a sort of public service. I see myself sort of as like a sexual social worker. I won't take your kiddies off you or like report you, but what I'm saying is I kind of offer some solace in a very sad world. Like for example, my husband, I mean, whoops, my boyfriend, who is a husband, just not my husband. He, for example, has a really nasty wife, and he tells me all the time about how horrible she's to him. I mean, she's vile. She's vile. She'll ask him where he's been if he's late home from work by about 4 or 5 hours, if they've got like parents' evening and stuff. And nobody needs that. Do you know what I'm saying, Bab? It's like something that if you give them loads of stress and loads of hassle, they're gonna go, you know what I mean? They're gonna go and find their comfort somewhere else. So anyway, she's really nasty and cruel, and she's not very kind, and they do not have sex. Which I went shopping, right? I wasn't stalking him, but I did happen to be in his hometown, which isn't where he works. So I just happened to be following his car with his wife when they went shopping. Now, the bit I couldn't understand, and I did have a chat with him about this on the Monday when he came in, he had the blowjob first, and then we had a bit of a chance before his next meeting to talk. So I did say to him, I said, Bab, I said, I'm a bit confused because you said to me most definitely that there was nout going on with you and your missus, that it was all like over and that she was a dragon, and that because you're such a nice person, you don't want to leave. But what I saw was I was still walking round after you, was that you was holding hands and kissing. And the bit I was really shocked about was like she's 7 months pregnant. Like I said all of this to him, I was really angry and I was really firm because normally I'm not. Basically, I said to him, Bab, I said, can you just please be honest about what is going on? And he explained it all. And it just made me, to be fair, it just made me love him all the more. Because basically, what she'd done was she'd gone out, apparently, according to him, she'd gone out and like slept with like 50 different blokes at a sex party. And he didn't know who's the father of the babby, but he's stuck him by her because he's such a nice man. And the only reason he was holding hands was in case his mum and dad saw him, because that they all live in the same town, and he was worried, you know, because he didn't want her reputation to be damaged in any way. But he did ask me not to still walk around after him again because he said I could get the wrong idea. And I was very clear with him. I said to him, don't you never lie to me about nothing, because if I find out you've been lying to me, I will be so upset. And he said to me, Bab, he said, how could I ever lie to you? You're like, You're so clever, you'd get me. So that's nice.